what's happening in the world news today. I guess this whole episode is about stolen artwork. Like, artwork is getting stolen around the world. Why would you even bother? What's the point? It's all crap.
Is it all crap?
Well, that Van Gogh that they recovered, I'm looking at this. It's not a good
Van
Gogh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was an early work, they said. An early work.
If it was me, I would have said, just hold on to it. I don't really want it back.
I know.
What was that movie? There was a movie in the 90s, I think it was, about a woman gets kidnapped and her husband's like, just keep her. I think it was Bette Midler and
DeVito. And then she was in the basement and she lost a lot of weight and she befriended her kidnappers.
And somebody judge, I can't remember the guys. It's kind of like that. Just, you know.
Yeah, judge this work, something. Yeah, I know. Okay, go ahead.
This work was kind of in between his early impressionism and his later post-impressionism or expressionism. Mm-hmm. So it's impressionistic, but it starts to get dark. You know, this is when he's really depressed and just looking at the poor people in the fields and, you know, the mud farmers and whatnot.
Right.
And it's just dark and dreary.
I thought it was kind of dreary, but the piece we're talking about is called The Parsonage Garden at Noonan and Spring. It was an early, actually 1884 canvas that was estimated to be worth about $3.2 to $6.4 million. And it was recovered by the Indiana Jones of the art world. That was what I found more interesting. This guy, Arthur Brand, who evidently is, you know, he hunts down these artifacts and returns them. And so the day before September 11th, I don't know, an anonymous tipster delivered a bubble wrapped painting to him in an IKEA bag.
Yeah, it wasn't even that he traced it down. Someone called him and said,
I got it.
We don't want this thing anymore.
Right.
Can you take it back?
Right.
You seem to be the guy.
Yeah, we found you. We're the, I don't know, the Indiana Jones of the
Let me start by saying I think this painting was worth about 3.3 cents.
Yeah, it was dark. Yeah, it was dark.
Why is it important? It's not important. Guys, just get rid of it. Junk it out.
So you think that's what happened? They stole it?
Make room in the museum for something new and better.
Yeah, well, they stole it in 2020 when the museum was closed because of COVID restrictions. And it was a Singer Lauren museum. It was just closed. And so someone just ripped it off the wall, I guess. And then you think that they just got tired of looking at it and they wanted to give it back? That's hilarious.
Well, the guy who stole it got caught and got imprisoned. Painting because it changed hands. So the problem was, you know, you've got a hot piece of art here and you can't really do anything with it.
Right.
You got to stay under wraps because people are looking for you.
Right.
And it's considered like a pretty heinous crime, even though it's really not that important.
No, it's not that important.
But the funny thing, this is the apparently the motive for the theft was very specific. I'm going to read an article, quote from the article.
Okay.
Prosecutors believe Nils stole the Van Gogh on the orders of Peter Roy K., a Dutch shipping mogul involved in drug smuggling, who hoped to use the artwork as leverage for negotiating a reduced prison sentence.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow.
No, you know what? I'm going to come and reduce my prison sentence by doing more crime.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And then that painting. What other Van Gogh could he have stolen? I don't know. This was on loan from a different museum.
But I don't even remember. Which country was this in?
Netherlands?
Whatever. It's one of those Northern European countries.
The jail is like a
country club.
Mm-hmm.
The Netherlands, they have like country club jails. It's like, why would you even bother reducing your sentence time? It's going to be 3 years at most anyway. And you're going to get spa treatments and they're going to talk to you gently about, hey, maybe can you not steal stuff in the future?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. It's not like an American jail.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, at least he got it back in an IKEA bag. I thought that was the most interesting part of the article to me.
The American jail, where the joke is, you know, my friend, I don't know, he keeps complaining. He has sex 3 times a week. He works out a couple hours a day. Then he goes, has lunch, and then, you know, he goes back to his jail cell.
That's a joke?
Yeah, because, you know, if you're in jail, you're probably not wanting to have sex with the people in jail.
Oh.
Yeah, you need a little more energy.
I need a little more coffee or something here.
I am highly disappointed in you.
Okay, I'll laugh. Okay, how's that?
Yeah, I'd be more disappointed if I had more energy to be more disappointed.
I know. Why are you so low energy? What's up?
I don't know. Maybe your dogs just bring me down.
My dogs.
Just the thought of your dogs.
Aww. Well, that wasn't the only piece of art that was returned.
No, but it got me thinking.
What gets you thinking?
Well, you read the article about how it was stolen, and it was basically someone walked in and took it off the wall. Okay, that seems... I know how to take a picture off a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should be an art thief.
I knew you were going to go there today. No, I knew you were going to go there.
How did you know that?
Because I was just... Well, since I was up, I was just kind of reviewing all of our topics, and I thought, James is going to go the art thief mode. He's going to go for it. He's going to talk about it.
Okay,
and he's
you know what, Catherine? You need to back off a little, because A, don't try to be me, because then what's the point of me being me? And B, what are you, the new AI? You've studied me, and now you can just replace me? You think you're going to replace me?
No.
You think that's going to happen? Okay.
No, I don't.
Sure? I mean, it seems like you just
I
know
don't
what's
know, but
happen.
I thought, no, I well, I'm a little intuitive.
Don't yell into the microphone.
Am I yelling? Am I yelling?
You just did.
Okay, sorry.
So I'm just saying, just take it easy on me, okay?
All right. Anyway, I just knew you were going to go there. But I don't think you should be an art thief. I don't think it's something we could pull off. And we, not meaning me included, because I can't do it.
Like I said, it seems pretty easy. Now, and the other thing is, here's the thing. I know when you steal something,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't give it back. That's, you're not doing it right. You're not doing the thieving right if you're giving it back. That's like just the basic premise of being a thief is... It's not catch and release. You know, you take it and then you sell it.
Catch and release.
So I feel like I would be a level up on these guys because I think I have a basic understanding of the premise better than, you know, I have a grasp on the premise of the process
right.
better than they do.
You might.
That's true of everything.
Well,
I'm
mind.
Good at everything.
You are. You're fantastic.
And just one last note,
uh-huh.
this Arthur Brand guy,
uh-huh.
who's the Indiana Jones of the art world,
uh-huh.
I don't want an Indiana Jones of the art world, because you know what Indiana Jones goes around and does?
He pillaged.
He steals crap.
Yeah, he pillaged.
He's a thief.
Yeah,
no, he's not taking it for himself, but he's putting it in the museums. Like the quote from the movie is, you know, this should be in a museum, or maybe it should just be in the temple where the people put it in the first place.
Right.
I don't know. How about that? How about you just leave it where it was? Why right. does it have to be in your museum, Mr. Jones? But if you're stealing from your museum, it's okay. So all I got to do is change my name to James Museum, and then I can steal, and I'm saying, well, it's going to a museum. It's okay. You gave Indiana a pass, so why not me?
I don't think they give you a pass.
You know what my dog's name was?
What?
King.
Ing?
King with a K.
Oh, King. Oh, King. I thought you said Ing.
Bow
I'm
to
like,
the King.
Okay.
Bow to the King. No, Bowed. No, Ing. Have you spoken to Ing lately?
Not for a while. I do need to give her a call.
Yeah, but that was the joke was we named the dog Indiana. I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't really ever get that joke, though, why he took the dog's name. Maybe because he was stealing stuff and people were trying to track him down, so he had to change his name. Is that what happened to Indiana?
Probably.
Anyway.
Yeah. Someone let the dogs in this room. Which has an inordinate amount of stuff on the floor. And one is currently eating dried basil leaves.
Oh, that's going to be healthy.
Okay. Oh, there he is. Oh, what are you eating? Oh, he's obsessed with these cups I bought from eBay. Dad, call him. Go with Daddy. Okay, go ahead. It's just, are you ready? You are going to cut this all out. Okay.
Oh, no. This is the whole show.
This is the whole show. Okay. Anyway, no, yesterday my dog who was eating the basil ate drywall. I don't know where he found it. I don't know why he ate it. It was just ridiculous. I don't know. I need some privacy. Just let him. How can we say?
Yeah, so it's just, you know, stolen art. But, you know, sometimes the artists do the stealing, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the beauty of it. I can paint and I can steal. Well, I don't steal yet, but that's maybe I need to develop that part of my career before I... Cleo, could you please shut up? Thank you.
This is
before I become really successful.
Right. You should, like, paint yourself, like, then steal your own work.
I don't think anyone would notice or care.
Hold it for ransom. Getting all the papers.
But would anyone notice or care?
We just, you know, media blitz
it. The six people who listen to this podcast.
Are we down to six?
Yeah. All right. So this is back in the Netherlands. This guy, what was his name? Jens Henning.
Jan Henning.
Oh, Jens? Is it Jens?
Maybe it's Jens.
I don't care. Or Jan, I don't know.
Jens. Let's call him Jens.
He's got these goddamn people in their names. Didn't we talk about him before? He's this guy in the Netherlands who the museum gave him literally 500,000 kroner notes, right?
They
gave them these notes. These are dollars. These are 72. That's like $72 in like actual money, like real American good money.
Yeah, 72,000. Yeah.
And he was supposed to put them onto a canvas.
Right. Yeah, we did talk about this before.
Oh, just so you guys, I can glue paper to a canvas too. If anybody needs that service, I can do that too. As can
was
like
the
third grade class. You know, you probably could have gotten a third grade class to do it for you for free, and they wouldn't have stolen anything. So he took the 5,000 kroner bills that he was supposed to use in the artwork, and he just took them, and he delivered two blank canvases to the museum instead.
Mm-hmm. And he said that the work is that I have taken their money. And he named the exhibit "Take the Money and Run." We did talk about this before. But he was levied a fine. I mean, he's got to pay them back. They went after
him.
Well,
the museum sued him. Yeah. The museum said, after laughing about it,
right?
The museum's like, good joke. Give me my money back.
Mm-hmm.
This just goes to show that maybe the Dutch really don't have a sense of humor. If you accept it's a joke, then you have to accept it, right?
That was my question. I saw this two ways, and I did have some questions about this. Because, I mean, they laughed about it, and then they exhibited the blank canvases, and they said they sold an awful lot of tickets based on the media exposure and, like, the gag.
Well, that's what the artist said. I don't know.
I don't know if it was true or not. But, yeah. I mean, but you know, to me, it's, like, irrespective of if they sold one ticket or a million tickets, they hung the work and marketed it. And then people came and paid money to see something, and they saw that.
I mean, how dumb do you have to be to pay to get in to see a blank canvas? I can take that $25 and go to the art store and buy a blank canvas. I can take it home, and I can make it for as long as I want.
Right. So my question to you, James, is do you think that Jens should have been able to keep more of the money or keep it all? He delivered.
I give so few fucks about this. It's really hard for me to give you a solid opinion.
Personally, I think the museum should have just gotten 100% behind the prank. To me, they played it both ways.
It was so stupid. The entire thing is almost as embarrassing as the Orlando Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm. Oh, close, yes.
To think that it's going to be artistically valid to paste 500,000 banknotes onto two blank canvases. First of all, to think that that's going to be any real artistic statement is questionable, I think, at best.
Right. I think the statement was on salaries in Denmark and Austria.
Right. I don't care.
But to me, you know, they always
it doesn't hit. I mean, you can make your point like this is what how many 500,000 things look like. It doesn't have to actually be the bills.
Right.
I mean, you could literally pay someone a year's salary instead of putting it on a canvas.
Right.
Which seems rude. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of obnoxious if you're trying to point out how, you know, oh, this is the average salary, maybe it's too low or whatever point you're making, it's still like, well, we could have paid someone literally 1 year of salary, or we could have just taken all that money and put it on a goddamn canvas.
Right.
And, you know, basically locked up all that value and thrown it, basically burned it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not just burn it?
So maybe Jens had a point.
I think he just wanted the money.
I think he took the money and ran. And
well, Catherine, that's the problem. Anytime you talk to me, it's likely you're going to wind up caring less about the world.
I didn't think I could care less until this moment. And now it happened. So anyway, so I just thought maybe, you know, the museum could have just gotten 100% behind the guy since they put up the blank canvas anyway. If they really wanted to make a stink, they could have just said no and put up something else. But they went along with it. They played it on both sides. And I just didn't like that.
Yes, I agree.
You know, so
And that seems like they're not taking a stance. They're both showing, quote, the work, mm-hmm. and then suing the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So make up your mind. Either you reject it and you,
exactly.
you don't hang it
because
exactly. you don't respect it.
Right.
Or you accept it.
Yeah, you don't laugh about it.
Live
hang
with the consequence.
It. Right.
You live with the consequences of being a bunch of dipshits mm-hmm. who gave this guy 500,000 kroner.
Agree. Yeah, agree. I think they should have. Pick your side. Seems these people aren't doing a good job vetting anything anymore.
It's just noise to me. I don't really see of any. The whole thing is just like, wow, could you make the art world look less relevant, less useful?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything worse than this would be exploiting kids for your own gain.
Oh, my God. Oh, no,
oh yeah.
We're going there.
You did that to me, not me. I didn't even know who the hell Northwest was.
Because I have a totally different take on it. The only thing I wanted to say, you know, because I don't want to shade a kid or even her mom, you know, for displaying her artwork.
Why not?
Because she's a kid. You know, all I can
know,
say.
But the mom is an adult. She should be held responsible for her actions.
Yeah. Well, they have a platform that we don't, you know, and they market everything, you know. But in 2021, when the mother, Kim, posted a picture of, you know, that this child made. I think she was like 7 or 8 at the time. And it was kind of Bob Ross-ish.
Wait. Did you say Kim Kardashian? Are you actually saying what we're talking about?
Oh, okay. The Art of Northwest.
I'm just saying. Yeah, but I didn't know who the hell Northwest was.
Oh, okay. I guess I did.
And hopefully no one that's listening to this podcast knows who that is either.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only hope. But we're going to ruin your life now by explaining to you Northwest. Is the daughter
of Kim
Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Kardashian.
Yeah, and Kanye West. In 2021, Kim posted one of the paintings.
Kim Kardashian
posted a painting, and people just went off like they do on the internet. They're like, that's paint by number. They said all kinds of horrible stuff. And I didn't
really... welcome to the internet.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be...
You should assume
that's going to happen, especially if you're Kim Kardashian and you have no talent and this is your life.
Right. But, you know, to post your kid's work, I think she should have been able to do that without I'm so tired of the backlash.
No, she shouldn't have. She shouldn't have posted her work. She's not a regular person. She's not just a regular mom on Facebook posting her other friends. Mm-hmm. She's a celebrity who everything she does is calculated to make her money. So everything that's exactly how everything she does should be viewed as. Okay, what's her angle on this time? What is she trying to do with this post? Because that's everything she does is literally to make a dollar. It's not just, let me share and be happy and we're not making any money off of this. It's just to be happy and share joy with. No, that's not it. She's scamming you in some way or another. She's trying to get money out of something. Everything she does is for a buck.
So you felt this was exploitative of her?
Of course it was. Everything she does is exploiting. If she exploits herself, okay, that's fine, but you shouldn't be adding kids to the mix. Plus, if you're a famous person, not every other, but 99% of all the other famous people realize that you don't put your kids online, right? Because mm-hmm. you know there are crazy people out there who are watching you, and they're going to be crazier, even worse people watching your kids.
I thought it was horrible.
Just keep them out of the mix.
No, I thought it was horrible that... Right, the backlash that child did. And like, I taking all of that aside, I looked at it from a different perspective totally. I didn't want to get into the alleged exploitation or whatever. I just thought it was really...
Sorry.
That's okay. No, I mean, my dog's crying. Do you hear him? No, I just thought, you know, that it's evident to me that this kid is taking art lessons and she has some talent, you know, and I think that's great. I mean, she does. You know, and I think it's really good that she has the support and encouragement of her parents.
I mean, she's taking classes, so she's able to paint a little bit. You know, if we did this with any kid, they'd be able to do that.
Thank you. And that's my point. Every kid doesn't get that. And like when I started, I think the reason this resonated with me, and I'm sorry if I'm raising my voice, is that many years ago, a friend of mine had, you know, a ton of kids, and her eldest son was maybe 7 or 8 years old, and he loved to paint. He really had kind of a good grasp of color, and he drew a lot, and it was just there was this kind of naive innate joy and some talent. I mean, he really, I think he could have been an artist. And so she was like, oh, let's go get him an easel. So we went to Arizona Art, and she got him an easel and this really cool art set for Christmas with tons of paints and brushes, and was just very kid appropriate. And her husband just absolutely went wild and said, you're just going to try to make him weak. He'll never be able to make money. You know, you shouldn't encourage this art. And he took the easel and broke it in half and dumped all the paints in the alley, in the trash. And I thought it was horrible. And I mean, so to see a kid being able to express themselves in a harmless way, I mean, let it go. Let it go that she's the daughter of two famous people. I think it's nice to show encouragement and support. And that really brought it home to me. It's like, I thought it was actually kind of cool. And I wish that more kids had the opportunity to take serious art lessons and to play with pigments and to put their emo stuff all over the walls and have parents going, good for you. You know, because it keeps them out of trouble. It's fun. Anyway, that was kind of my take on it.
It may have been worth mentioning to that dad that tough guys paint. You know, I don't know if you've heard of this guy named Sylvester Stallone. He made a movie called Rocky. I don't know if you've seen it. It's considered to be kind of a tough guy movie. Mm-hmm. He paints.
It was horrible. That was horrible. And so I think that's what resonated. It wasn't that it was Kim's kid. It could have been anyone's kid, you know.
No,
but it's like,
No. It couldn't have been anybody's kid because it wouldn't have made the news.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made the news. But any
and
mom.
Nobody would have been nobody would have been attacking her. If it had been a regular mom with a regular kid, nobody would have attacked her.
Right. And I think
exploiting the kid.
Yeah, and the attacking on this child, I mean, that really pissed me off. And good for her. I mean, keep painting north. I think that it's good. You know, no one will ever hear this.
Like the hundreds of other thousands of other kids all mm-hmm. around the country who are painting, I don't care
mm-hmm.
if you paint or not. I mean, I right. want you to paint. It'd be great if everybody had the opportunity to learn how to paint. It's just part of growing up.
I agree.
It's just a skill, like reading and writing and arithmetic, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone did that, we wouldn't be in this horrible morass of no real artwork being produced
mm-hmm.
because people would have a basic understanding of it.
Exactly.
Like I said, we're not looking at just some random kid painting.
Yeah, but it brought something to light.
And this article was really grotesque to me because they had a bunch of other stuff. Once they have you hooked onto one article, they want to keep showing you the same crap. So they have a bunch of pictures that are not really related to the story, but just
mm-hmm.
kind of putting in context what this child's life is like.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing just looked exploitive. It didn't look real. It's just mm-hmm. like everything looked like a pose.
Yeah, could be. Could be. And I just chose to focus on the painting and the fact that this little girl is allowed to express herself with the support of her parents. And I thought that was cool.
I can't really get behind that statement because I think they're just exploiting her. So I don't feel like this is a normal parent-child relationship.
Hmm.
If it was, like I said, the parent would be more interested in protecting the child and keeping her anonymous so that people don't know who she is mm-hmm. because of the fame that's associated with that and trying to protect her from that. Rather than exploiting her and showing it in that position.
Yeah, I guess we live in a different world than those people.
Exactly.
It's a different world.
The rules are different.
Mm-hmm.
And don't pretend that they're not.
No, I'm not pretending, no, but yeah.
Not you, but.
Well, speaking of painting.
Mm, so I think the only thing even more horrific
mm-hmm.
than doing that to kids is exploiting wonderful, beautiful pieces of artwork that you can find at the thrift store. Don't you agree, Catherine?
Yes and no. Mostly
wait,
no.
Wait, are you saying that there are wonderful pieces of artwork at the thrift stores that
I'm
we can find?
I'm saying that, no, actually, a friend of mine did find a wonderful watercolor that was worth some money, times one. I mean, so once in a while, you can find something that slips through the cracks. But by and large, no, it's a lot of nonsense or empty frames.
Schlock.
Yeah.
Schlock.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went to Thomas
Kincaid mostly, right?
Or if that, I mean, I don't even know what this is. These are
that's about what we're looking at when we go to thrift stores. It's Thomas Kincaid level stuff.
Yeah, it's Prince of Prints often, you know. So anyway.
And so what's the deal going on with this? I mean, something happening with thrift store art?
Well, I don't have TikTok. You'd have TikTok. Have you seen the ghost painting?
God, no. No, but let me just say this.
What?
Before we get into this too deeply. Most things you see reported about quote, TikTok trends are just fabrications.
Okay, so, well, this obviously
but,
is... What?
I'm just leading you into...
Oh,
you.
But this might be a trend. Yeah. But this might be a trend. You know, I didn't see it on TikTok.
What is the trend?
The trend is going to thrift stores, finding little pieces of art or big pieces of art, taking them home and remaking them by painting ghosts on them and changing it for a Halloween decoration.
What is the world coming to?
It's coming to an end rapidly, but I went to the thrift store yesterday and I got like a print of like the Eiffel Tower. And I just saw visions of like little ghosts flying around it. And then I found this puzzle piece of Disney princesses. It was just like a puzzle that someone glued to a backing and shoved in a frame. And I thought it was delightful. Was that yours?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Okay. When you were 12?
Did a lot of that back. Yeah. Well, 42, but same thing.
Anyway, so I got them home. So when I was checking out, I asked, I'm like, there aren't any landscapes or houses. And she's like, yeah, everyone's coming in and painting ghosts on everything.
Well, so how does she know that?
Because they told her.
Cheating.
And she's like, we've sold out of a lot of paint. I said, there were a lot of empty frames and very odd, like, ugly things, like super ugly. You would have just taken gesso and gone over the whole thing and started over. And so she saw the little princess thing and she's like, I want to see these when they're done. I've been having people bring them back in. They should just start a little picture thing at the Goodwill.
So I have seen a gallery. Are you saying, mm-hmm. when you say little picture thing, are you trying to say gallery?
No, little pictures. Little.
This is kind of a offshoot of another, I don't know if it's trend, but some artists like to go in and take paintings that they find, like I did, like little scenes, or say The Last Supper,
mm-hmm.
and paint over them, you know, or add mm-hmm. more details to them. It's very common, like one artist found a Last Supper and converted all the figures into the cast of The Simpsons.
Oh my God.
That's one of the tropes is to add some cartoon character to the mm-hmm. painting. So you have this beautiful... Well, beautiful is a strong word. Thomas mm-hmm. Kincaid or some, you know, like 19th century English landscape with maybe a wheeled cart and a horse and some
exactly.
farmer standing mm-hmm. next to it. And then you paint some bizarre, weird Bart Simpson into it.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what's happening.
It's cute in its own way. Mm-hmm. And this is an offshoot of that.
Yes, it certainly is. So... if I have success with this, maybe we can have this be our show art for our Halloween episode, should we have one.
Well, have you made it yet?
No, I just got it yesterday and I had to take a nap. Are you kidding me?
Well, then I guess, you know, it may take up to 2 weeks to finish this podcast. So you only have 2 weeks to do it.
Okay. No, I'll probably knock it out this weekend. I have other appointments.
Which means it will be the first non-AI generated art for the show art mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yeah, since my last one.
But,
what?
But I think we can still have a connection with AI. The article that you sent me, I swear to God, this must have been written by AI.
Oh, really?
It read like it was either translated from another language or someone wrote it whose first language wasn't English. This is one of the lines from the article. Quote, trends are a part of TikTok as users get to showcase their creativity, which they can with this latest trend called thrifted ghost paintings, which is going viral. That's not an actual sentence in English language, but that's a sentence from the article. And most of the sentences in the article read like that. So the first, there are several options here. Again, it's either being automatically translated from another language, the person writing it is currently having a stroke while they're writing it, or it's AI.
Maybe it's AI.
That is not a normal sentence. Did you not catch that when you were reading it?
I just kind of looked at the ghosts. And I'm so used to poor English, and there's a lot of bad writing out there. There's a lot of editing errors, and I think I'm just getting numb to it. It's been years I've been noticing this stuff.
I think if you spent less time following Kim Kardashian and more time reading the New York Times, your level of intellectual curiosity and rigor would be a little higher.
Oh, I read the New York Times.
As long as it's about Kim Kardashian?
No, it was all about the art. It was about the art. And self-expression. Anyway, is this it?
I think so.
I think so, too. Should we turn it off?
Yeah, it seems like a good idea.
Okay.